Hey there. Welcome back to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that makes your day a little brighter. Carrie is a New York Times and internationally best-selling children's book author.
And Sean used to be a cop, but now he's not. We live in Maine, and it's awesome.
It is. This is Sean.
And this is Carrie.
And Sparty.
Whoops!
And it's time for the random thought.
So what were you yelling when I was in the bathroom?
I can't repeat that.
Yes, you can.
No, I mean, I just don't think I can get
it. Yeah, do it. Do it.
Stop. I'm trying.
Do it.
I'm getting back right now. That's not right. It's stage fright, isn't it?
What?
I'm getting the bag right now. That was closer.
And I was like, what?
I'm getting the bag right now.
I'm like, what?
I'm getting the bag right now.
I was like, can you wait a second? And I open the door. And he's like, no, don't open the door. I'm getting the bag right now. And I'm like, what? Because apparently, when you're getting a bag right now, something happens.
Yeah.
What happens, Sean?
I don't know what happened.
What happened? Who did you become?
Oh.
Your great-great-grandmother? From the Ozarks?
Yeah, maybe. Like, oh, that's actually kind of what I was trying to do, yes.
Oh,
but,
my God.
But I don't... Stop. I don't have prejudices, so we can't narrow it down like that.
Oh, my God.
Especially against my own people.
City lights make it dark at night. When they don't work properly, they don't help you to see. And you bump into stuff, and you bump into things, and you bump into pigeons, and you bump into their wings. And
writing tip of the pod. Okay. Before Carrie gets started on the writing tip of the day, I just wanted to explain that the random thought that you just heard was recorded while we were driving. I was driving, getting harassed. She was recording. So, normally we do them in bed when we're on our way to sleep. So, if you notice any different background noises, it's because we were in the car. It's all yours. Oh, wait.
Oh, no.
I just wanted to say, I like the new music you picked out. And I can tell you like it, too. Well, it just seems like there's like 4 minutes in between sections of the podcast.
He was having important lyrics, and I didn't want to cut him off.
No, because they're funny.
Yeah, man. You're so critical. Okay, so, writing tip. You noticed probably in that random thought clip how Sean and I, or you probably already noticed just in this podcast, that we have really different ways of talking. We have different syntax. We have different sentence lengths. We use different words. Lots of Sean's are naughty, but he's being super good.
Super right good. Now?
Yeah. And so dialogue is a really important thing for writers to have a good handle on. You don't want all your characters to sound the same. So my first writing tip is don't make all your characters sound the same when you're writing dialogue. Sean is not going to sound like a Carrie. And Carrie's not going to sound like a Sean. Our second writing tip is that when you're writing dialogue, try as hard as you can to avoid overuse of ly words. Those are adverbs, and lots of people will do things like Sean looked at her forlornly and said, "Sadly, I'm so
lonely."
And we know that he's saying, I'm so lonely and that's sad already. So we don't need to say that he said it sadly. Instead, I would write, Sean said...
Happily.
No, no. What? Lonely. Jerk. No. All right, ignore Sean right now. I would write, oh, I can't even talk now.
It's just, I'm lonely.
I'm lonely.
Only one L-Y.
Sean said. I'm lonely is a dialogue, so it doesn't count if you use it in the dialogue. It's the dialogue tag, which is like the said. Like if you're.
Hey, I'm just concentrating on not using L-Y words. No, I'm sorry, I couldn't follow all the grammar rules.
I kind of give up. My point, okay, don't talk for a second. My point, because we're trying to be helpful here, right? If you can see his face, it is amazing. His like lips, which are sort of non-existent already, are like pressed together in this tight line. And his eyes are all big. I'm so sorry. Okay. The second tip is to avoid L-Y words.
Sorry about that. I was spinning around in my chair and caught a wire on my foot. Okay, back to Carrie.
Okay, we have two more dialogue tips that I'm going to try to go through really quickly. To reiterate, number two was do not use L-Y words in your dialogue tags unless you really have to. Number three is don't forget body language. Like when Sean says something boring like, I love you, baby.
That's not boring.
The meaning of that can change depending on his body language. So if he says, I love you, baby, and he gives me a happy little birdie finger, that has a very different meaning than if Sean says, I love you, baby.
I love you, baby.
And makes a big heart with his fingers.
It's a camera.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a camera. It's a heart camera. Or if he says, I love you, baby, and gently cups the back of my head with his big, massive hand or something. And then the final tip is when you're looking at your dialogue, read it aloud so you can see if everyone does sound the same or if it just sounds stilted and weird. Reading it aloud is the best thing you can do.
Dog tip for life. So as usual, I was conferring with Sparty about our subject matter today. He's like, listen, Mom is absolutely correct. And I said, what are you talking about, dog? And he said, well, if you combine dialogue with body language, then you have the most powerful form of communication. I said, what do you know about this thing, dog? He said,
no.
I spent years on the street. I had to beg, borrow, or steal everything I had. Here's an example. If I walk up to you in the kitchen and I sit down, I'm very still, and nothing moves but my eyes, which follow your every movement pleadingly, don't you think that you'd rather give me a treat than Gabby, who might nudge you, but when you look down to see what she's doing, she's just staring off into space? And I said, yeah. Pretty much you win the argument because you're a pro, but then I'd have pity on her. But pertaining to today's podcast, you're correct. Your body language and your personified dialogue is much more powerful than nondescript Gabby. Okay. Do you want to interpret that, babe?
What do you mean?
I don't know if it was hard to follow.
That's so sad. Okay, so.
And I didn't even give Sparty a treat for that tip.
Oh, well, you need to do that. So for people from New England, what Sean is trying to say is that... what Sean is trying to say is that our dog tip for life is that dogs are so cool and awesome because they embody this perfect, powerful combination of body language and intention and communication. Sparty communicates through his body his intention and objective of getting a treat. And when we use that in dialogue or communication, that makes it more powerful. But as people, we need to think about how, like, our body language and our dialogue reflect our intention in life. Like, if we're trying to be open because we're going to hang out with somebody at their house, we don't want to sit there glowering and have, like, our arms crossed over us and our legs crossed over.
I don't do that anymore, babe.
Sean used to be a cop, so he always looked mean. All the time.
That's not true.
It's almost true. It's really close. But the point here is that we can learn from dogs by being open and authentic in how we move with what we actually want.
Or,
oh, no.
The bonus point is, if you can get your reader to feel the emotion from your words and descriptions on paper as much as they would feel it just by looking at a dog and how they're acting, then you've done a good job.
An awesome job. Woo! High five!
There are further tips to go along with this podcast, and they can be found on carriejonesbooks.com. Only one dot in there. carriejonesbooks.com. And while you're there, because you're going to visit so often, keep your eyes open for when she tells you that the dog's new website, believe it or not, entitled Dogs Are Smarter Than People, .com. Sparty and Gabby will be assisting us in maintaining their brand new website. So check it out. I think Carrie has something to say.
Also, my new book called A Spy Who Played Baseball, which is a picture book biography of Mo Berg, came out March 1st. And you can find out more about it on my website, carriejonesbooks.com or carriejonesbooks.blog, and you should check it out. Also, I'm going to be in Exeter, New Hampshire, March 15th. For the anthology panel for Things We Haven't Said, which is a very cool book, and the proceeds of which are going to agencies that help survivors of sexual assault. More information is on my blog, since I obviously can't remember it. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Good job, babe.
Good job, man. We made it. And we're still married.
Again.
Boom.
Bye, baby.
Bye.
You can't help yell, Range Rover coming with the bright lights on. Hits me in the head. Run me over, hon. Can't help but think what it would be like if there was just a little bit of light.